Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, everybody, it's Rich, and you're listening to Richmond's Morning News on News Radio WRVA. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Coming up in just a moment, we're going to be joined by Chuck Zingler. He's the commissioner of the Department of Veteran Services here in the Commonwealth of Virginia. He's a retired Navy captain. I had a chance to catch up with him as we celebrated the 250th birthday of the world's greatest Navy a few weeks ago at the Virginia War Memorial. By the way, tomorrow, the United States Marine Corps, the Devil Dogs, will celebrate their 250th birthday at the VA War Memorial as well. So we'll go over there. I think the ceremony starts at 10, so I'm going to head over there as soon as the show's over, hopefully catch the end of it. But that'll be something special over there as well. In fact, Commissioner Zingler is joining us right now on News Radio WRVA. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Rich. How are you?
I am great. Thank you so much for joining us. You have one of the most important jobs here in the Commonwealth, making sure that we take care of the men and women that have taken care of this country, protecting our freedom, protecting our liberties by wearing the nation's cloth. So I appreciate you taking some time with us just a few days before Veterans Day. What's Veterans Day mean to you, and how can we honor these men and women that you serve on a daily basis?
Well, thank you. It means a lot because one, I come from a family, like many of us, that have had our predecessors, our fathers, our grandfathers, in some cases our mothers and sisters, serve. I happen to be privileged to serve for 31 years. And, you know, now looking back in a year where we're celebrating 250 years of this great nation, we realize that we actually had a military, an Army, a Navy, and a Marine Corps, even before the Declaration was signed, and those service members and those veterans have delivered a lot of the freedoms that we enjoy today.
When I see a veteran wearing that faded baseball cap, and you know the look I'm talking about, they might have a Vietnam veteran cap that they've had forever, and it's maybe salt stained and it's faded. You see a lot of guys that were walking around wearing Operation Iraqi Freedom caps, and they're starting to get a little bit older now. You see people that are wearing a U.S. Navy veteran cap or United States Marine Corps veteran cap. I always feel like I want to walk up and say thank you for your service, but I also don't want it to just to be so trite that they don't think I really mean it. What's the best way that you could tell a veteran when you notice something like that? Just, hey, appreciate it.
Yeah, I think recognizing it is the best way that you can. I know that it feels to some that we're being hokey, but I would not worry about it. I think that veteran, he feels it's a part of his or her persona. My father was that way until the day he passed as a very proud Marine. It was what he was all about, next to the St. Christopher Medal on his chest. And I think I would never be embarrassed to try to be genuine. And so just tell him or her that, you know, it means something to you as well.
Well, it's funny. We saw a veteran one day. This is my son was younger. This is probably like 5, 6, 7 years ago. We saw this veteran at an air show, and he was beat up. He was little old man, walked with a cane, hunched over. He had his whole family around him, but they weren't paying attention to him, and he's barely keeping up with his grandkids. And you could see he was very uncomfortable, but he wanted to be there, and he had on his veteran cap. And I told my boy, go walk over and shake his hand. And my son's like, I don't want to bother him. He's with his family. I go, no, just go walk over and shake his hand and say thanks. And it took a little bit of prodding because I was just trying to teach him how you honor veterans. And he walked up and he shook the man's hand. And sir, I'm telling you, this 70-year-old man stood up ramrod straight. The look of pain left his face, and you could see the twinkle in his eyes as this 70-year-old man became the 18-year-old boot that he walked into boot camp, and you saw the pride in this man's face because nobody else is paying attention to him at all. His grandkids aren't paying attention to him, and he just kind of feels left behind. He stood up ramrod straight, and we saw him the rest of the day. He stood, he walked with pride, and one time we saw him, he didn't even use that cane anymore, and then you saw the family coming back over to him. Grandpa, what's going on with you? You could just tell that they noticed he regained his bearing, and it was beautiful.
Rich, what a great story, right? It's those moments that we count our blessings every day when those moments happen, right? And not just for that veteran, but for that son, he'll remember it many times in a lifetime. And you do, you feel a little bit warmer inside, and you become part of something that has made this great country great.
It's pretty amazing. We're watching recruiting going through the roof right now. Before, we are missing our recruiting goals. Now we're seeing people lining up, and recruiting is back in vogue again. But once those servicemen fulfill their duty and they transition back into the general population, they become veterans. That's where your organization, your department comes in to help our veterans. We have so many of them here in Virginia. I wanted to ask you, and I don't want to get into politics with you, but right now with the government shutdown, there's a lot of services that are on pause. How is that affecting our veteran community, and what can we do to support them during these times where we're waiting to get the government up and running again?
Well, I think we've spoke a little bit about it already, is just to tell them that they're appreciated and that, you know, we are living in a great country and we have difficult times, that doesn't make the country any poorer. Yes, what's going on today is scaring a lot of people, including our veterans. And the government is shut down and paychecks aren't going out to a lot of our servicemen and or our veterans for the benefits that they've earned. And a lot of contracts are being shuttered, and so they're not working. Heck, even the VA, which is going to work, but 90% of the VA is working and not getting a paycheck. So I think appreciating one what they're going through, but there are plenty of veteran service organizations, including the Department of Veteran Services, that have programs, have grant programs, and we also have a foundation which accepts gifts, donations, and then turns around and provides that. But I think your local soup kitchens and your local veteran aid organizations are also there to help veterans that are in particular need at this time.
If you know any local organizations, or folks, if there's anybody listening that has one of those organizations that we might be able to help promote, please, you know, let us know. You can send us a text, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140, because we do want to make sure that we do stand with our veterans and honor their commitment and duty to this country, and it's our duty as citizens to do the same. I saw you the Navy's 250th birthday. It was, I sat right behind you. I thought it was a great ceremony. I love the reenactor that portrayed JPJ, John Paul Jones. It was really fun to be there. And tomorrow we're having another one. This time we're celebrating the Devil Dogs, the United States Marine Corps, and their 250th birthday. That's going to be fun tomorrow over at the Virginia War Memorial, sir.
Yeah, we're so proud of our war memorial, and tomorrow at 10 o'clock you'll have a great ceremony again for their 250th anniversary, and we'll be proud to salute the Marine Corps, and I'm guaranteeing that you'll have a lot of enthusiasm there, and then again next week on the 11th. Veterans Day, which again celebrates all of those service members and our veterans for 250 years that have given us all the freedoms that we enjoy here.
And again, I'll remind everybody, and you could help me with this, sir, because there's always confusion for civilians. Do I wish people a happy Memorial Day, or do I wish them a happy Veteran Day? Memorial Day is a day that we pay homage. We remember those that made the ultimate sacrifice, those that are in tune in our national cemeteries or around the country, and those that made that sacrifice. So we honor them on Memorial Day, and it's a solemn occasion. Remember their sacrifices. If that's what we do on Memorial Day, on Veterans Day, sir, what are we supposed to do to celebrate our veterans that have worn the nation's cloth?
I think recognizing how grateful we all are as citizens here for the service and the sacrifice for not just our service members and our veterans, but also their family.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
That's one part that we sometimes forget, the sacrifice of the wives that have to hold down the home fort while they're serving overseas or deployed, or they're on an aircraft carrier somewhere halfway around the world, or the parents that sit there and have learned no news is good news, right?
Well, yes. On any given day, about a third of our active duty military and many of our Guard and Reserve are overseas. They're away from their families. They're very busy. They're working sometimes 12 and 14-hour days around the clock in strange places. And the families are raising their children and doing the job of both parents here at home. And so I think remembering that that our freedoms are not free, and that there are people working every day to ensure stability around the globe and keeping the peace, if you will, is a 24/7, 365 job.
100%. Sir, I look forward to seeing you tomorrow as we celebrate the 250th anniversary of the Tongue Tavern. recruiting Marines to serve aboard Navy ships. And I know the Marine Corps is going to be very, very proud. And, you know, that they'll probably, more than one person will tell you that old joke. You know, the Navy, they're part of the Department of the Navy, but they're the men's department. It's like they always like to remind everybody, but it's awfully fun when you get a chance to honor and see these Marines, because I think the one other rule everybody has to remember, once a Marine, always a Marine. There's no former Marines. You're an active duty Marine or you're a retired Marine, but you never give away that title.
We're proud of them all, and the sport of teasing is alive and well in all of our armed forces, but having served with them all, I know we have a very close bond, and we wouldn't have it any other way than to be part of a bigger team.
As long as they keep remember, just beat Army, right?
One day a year, we're to separate ourselves and to go at it a little bit.
Just
Rich,
a little
it's always
bit.
Great talking to you. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow, and God bless America, and thanks for you and your audience.
Thank you so much. I'll talk to you tomorrow, sir. Thank you so much. Chuck Ziegler joining us, Commissioner of the Department of Veterans Services here on News Radio WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.